We try to understand how can the word Alhamdulillah actually and effectively be a dua. And what the shuyukh say is that when you say this word Alhamdulillah, when you praise Allah Azawajal, saying Alhamdulillah, that all praises to you, Ya Rabbi, Ya Allah, not only are you praising Him for what He has given to you, but in effect you are asking Him that, Ya Allah, give me more so that I can continue to praise You for what You have given to me. But we forget the ni'mas and the blessings, and all we focus upon are shortcomings and flaws that really have no effect on us in the long term at all. Thereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thirdly, he says to Abu Huraira, وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ جَارِكَ تَكُنْ مُؤْمِنًا, that be good, be kind to your neighbors, you will be a believer. And in this day and age, when we try to understand, primarily what we have to understand from this point is the word ahsan itself. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith Jibra'il, he is asked by the angel Jibra'il, that what is this thing of ahsan? What is this thing of ahsan? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that it is to act in such a way that you think that you can see Allah Azza wa Jal, that you worship, you live your life in a way that you can actually see Allah Azza wa Jal, for you understand the fact that you cannot see Him, but He can see you. That when you treat someone with ahsan, when you treat them with the kindness, when you treat them with the respect and the generosity that is due to them, this is the way the Prophet alaihi salam has prescribed for us as Muslims, as believers, to actually believe. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْأَحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, that indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has prescribed this thing of ahsan on everything. And before we would even understand how we as human beings should be treating each other, let alone our neighbors, let alone the people in the community that we have or we are a part of, we would see that even in our deen, even in the law, we have mandates as to how we would prescribe ahsan on the treatment of animals. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on one occasion, he sees one of his sahabis with a knife in his hand and a goat in his other hand that he's about to slaughter with the knife, and he goes to the sahabi and reprimands him, saying that, why are you torturing this poor animal? That the animal knows that you will take its life by this thing. You are not honoring the rights of the animal by doing so. That Umar radiallahu anhu, on one occasion, he sees a man that is about to slaughter an animal, a lamb, and he puts the lamb on the ground and he holds the lamb down with his foot, and Umar radiallahu anhu goes to the man and starts beating him. And he says, Ya Umar, why are you hitting me? Why are you beating me? And Umar says that, why are you disrespecting this animal? Who are you to not honor its rights? And if this is the way our deen is telling us to treat those things that we actually consume, what do we think is the manner in which we should be treating the community in which we are living in? And right now there are so many who are trying to understand our deen, there are so many who are trying to understand the way of Islam, not for any reason other than the fact that our passivity is keeping us from going out and educating them about what our deen really stands for, and all they have to go on is what they read in the headlines and what they see on the television. And it's because we are not honoring the rights of our neighbors. We are not honoring the rights of the community in which we are part of. We are not engaging the society in the way that we need to do. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is telling Abu Huraira, be kind to your neighbors, you will be a believer. And thereafter he says to him, وَتُحِبُّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِ تَكُنْ مُسْلِمْ, that love for mankind what you love for yourself, you will then be a Muslim. And we would see in the point before this and the point after, the Prophet alayhi salam is making a distinction between Iman and Islam, and in the interest of time we can't really go into it. But the Prophet alayhi salam here is saying that, and it echoes the hadith that he tells us also, that we will not enter into paradise until we love for our brothers what we love for ourselves. And so when we are engaging on a daily practice, when we are going out and engaging the society and the world in which we are part of, we should not be treating other people, we should not be treating individuals in a manner in which we don't want to be treated ourselves. I like to eat a certain food. I like to wake up at a certain hour. I like to watch a certain kind of TV show. I like to have a certain security, a certain comfort in my life. So too with the people around us. And so we have to treat the people in the way that we want to be treated. It might sound very elementary, but here the Prophet alayhi salam is recommending it to his sahabi, and he is telling him to go out and tell the people after you as well that they need to do so also. And again, it is something that we have forgotten. It's all about me. It's all about myself. It's never about the other person. That the Prophet alayhi salam is the personification, the epitome of selflessness. To the extent that this man, Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi salam, that when he leaves from this world, when all of us leave from this world and we're going and standing in front of Allah Azza wa Jalla on that day, and the only thing that we're thinking about is ourselves, running here and there in utter chaos, saying, nafsi, 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 myself, myself. The Prophet alayhi salam's voice alone will be standing over everyone saying, Ummati, Ummati, my Ummah, my Ummah. His only role was to serve the people around him. And here he is telling his companion that don't think only of yourself, but think of the people around you and treat them in a manner in which you would want to be treated. And thereafter he tells Abu Huraira, lastly and fifthly, that do not laugh very much. Because indeed laughter, excessive laughter, will weaken your heart, it will cause your heart to die. That in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he makes our nafs, he makes our qalb analogous to land. And he would say that the things of this world, the laughters and the mirth and all of these kind of things, it would actually dry this land. But in order for it to have some kind of vegetation, for order to have some kind of vibrancy, some kind of life, for it to have the rains of mercy shower upon it, it would require the individual to actually shed the tears that would water that and cause the sustenance and the growth to come out of it. And so by no means is the Prophet ﷺ telling us to be the somber and serious individuals that we have become, where we cannot engage the society around us. We end up engaging them in a very awkward way, either coming into a place where we are highly exclusive or going to a point where nobody wants to talk to us. But amidst the amusements, amidst the laughter, amidst all of the joyous occasions, we should also take the point in the time to think and reflect and let a tear roll from our face. Let our tears come down from our face and reflect upon everything and anything that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given to us. Whether there are tears of mercy, whether there are tears of fear, we should allow our faces to never be dry. Then may Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from eyes that are dry. But these are the things that we have to reflect upon. And we are in a situation now where we are not doing any of it. That the Prophet ﷺ, he is not reflecting, he is not recommending to his Sahabi that, yeah, Abu Huraira, go out and pray 1,000 nights. Go out and pray 1,000 rak'ahs every night of your life. Yeah, Abu Huraira, go out and tell the people that at every single month of their life, they should be making a pilgrimage to the house of Allah. That ya Abu Huraira, go out and tell the people that they should be fasting every other day of the week. That ya Abu Huraira, go out and tell the people that they should be committing the Quran and they should be carrying it in their hearts, memorization, all of these kind of things. Ya Abu Huraira, go out and tell the people to engage in ritualistic practice. But when the Prophet ﷺ has asked his sahabis, he has asked his companions, when he is leaving behind his advices, when he is leaving behind his legacy, when he is leaving behind his recommendations, his word, he is telling his sahabi and in turn telling that sahabi to go out and let it be known amongst the entire community so the likes of you and I 1400 years later can still be talking about it, to just treat the people good. That just have a good character, have a good personality, that yes, we can't ever undermine the ritualistic practice and the obligations that are upon us in terms of our 5 daily prayers, in terms of fasting the month of Ramadan, in terms of performing the pilgrimage to the house of Allah in Mecca, and in terms of giving of zakat and charity to provide social equity in the community. But we should also not forget about the internal things. We should not also forget about the manner in which we have relations amongst the people that we are around. We should not forget about the way we treat one another. That the Prophet ﷺ, when he is standing on the day of Arafah, in the blessed place of Arafah, near the confines of the city of Mecca, in the month of Dhul Hijjah, he asks his companions, he asks his people, that what place is this, what month is this, what day is this? And when they respond to him in accord, he tells them that the way that you treat one another, the rights that you have over each other, they are more sacred than this day and this month and this place. And we have forgotten it today. He left behind us no male relatives that he had as his sons. He left behind us none of the people that could say that I am the son of Muhammad ibn Abdullah. He did not have to leave a legacy like this the way that the people behind him had to leave behind. That they were remembered only by the fact that they had children that would say that look at who my father was, look at who my grandfather was. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to this day, he is being praised because of the things that he had left behind for the likes of you and I in terms of the wisdoms that he had taught us about. we have to become those individuals that reflect upon these advices and seek to implement them into our lives. That the Prophet told Abu Hurairah that on that day, that Ya Abu Hurairah, you act upon this and you teach the people who will to practice it. Now, if how you and I heard it, we should strive to become the people who will as we act upon it. Well, man, that he had recommended, he had said to him that Ya Abu Hurairah, stay away from the haram, you will be of the most virtuous of people. That Ya Abu Hurairah, Allah content with His Allah Azzawajal, you given to you, the wealth will be amongst the wealthiest of people. That Ya Abu Hurairah, trust neighbors with to your non, be kind, you will your neighbors, be a believer. That Ya love for Hurairah, what you love the people self, love for yourself, a Muslim, you will be a Muslim. And Abu Hurairah, don't laugh too much, excessively laugh excessive, that because laughter excessive is your heart, will cause your heart to weak. And that we have to reflect upon what to have the time to do so. To do subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah guide us and protect us. May He bless us with knowledge. May He benefits us. May He bless us with a tawfiq to understand and implement that knowledge into our daily lives. And may He guide and bless us all. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Wa salam fiikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu.